Happy almost Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yay.
A lot of football games tomorrow. High school football is a thing in this state. Shelton Derby game is one of the big ones. This rivalry has been going on since 1905.
Oh wow.
Damn.
Mayor Loretti of Shelton is on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. I think Derby Mayor chickened out here. I don't know where he is. I thought he was going to call in.
He disappeared.
Where's the game this year? The Shelton or Derby?
Well, there is no game.
What? What?
There's no game. We played last night. We played Xavier last night.
What happened to the Shelton Derby game?
Yeah.
Well, on Thanksgiving.
Derby couldn't field the team, and then I find out that they're playing Oxford. It's crazy what's going on. I don't understand it.
That's how bad the rivalry was. They went to another game.
So somebody's got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't even know? You're the mayor.
Well, you know, I was just told that Derby didn't field the team this year. Now I'm being told that they're supposed to be playing a game with Oxford.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's interesting.
I text this.
Yeah, it's crazy.
May's pulling her leg here. Are you playing a prank on us? You punking us?
He's playing our leg.
He's pulling our leg.
No. I'm as serious as a heart attack.
Okay, just making sure. How about you play it, like a stand-up bass? Or
I kind of lost myself when they were telling me this. But, yeah, we played Xavier last night. You know, and they were explaining how, from a point system, you know, there's still an opportunity for us to get into the state tournament because we won last night, won pretty convincingly. And, you know, when you beat a team like Xavier, you get more points.
So, Shelton football not playing on Thanksgiving.
First time in my life I will not be going to a Thanksgiving high school Thanksgiving football game.
How the hell?
What are you gonna do with yourselves? Yeah.
What happened?
Wow.
You don't know? You're the mayor. Come on, let's get to the bottom of this.
There's an article in the CT Post that Derby and Oxford will play on Thanksgiving for the first time, starting a new tradition between the two Valley towns who were once one.
They exhaust the old one, apparently, yes.
What?
They have a trophy shaped like a boot. The boot signifies the 9-mile walk those from Oxford had to make during colonial times to attend church.
Who cares?
Ultimately led to Oxford starting its own parish.
Oh. No.
He's not even answering.
It's by a cold.
Okay, so the moral to that story
hold
is
on.
What?
Hold on, Mayor. Mayor, it's Chaz.
Hey, Chaz, how's it going?
You're on. Are you calling in?
Yes.
Okay.
Getting ready. Yep.
Okay, now's a good time.
Yeah.
Call right now?
Yeah,
yes,
call
please.
Right now. I just sent you the hotline.
We have questions.
Okay.
He's busy.
You can tell I just woke him up. He doesn't even know what hellfire is coming yet.
Almost turns radio on right now.
I think you woke him up.
Yeah.
Oops.
All right. Derby Mayor Zeke.
How's it going, guys?
Good,
what is
you?
Going on? No Shelton Derby game.
What happened?
Yeah, I know. I don't even know what happened. We ended up playing Oxford.
Neither mayor knows what's
Nobody
happening.
Nobody knows what's happening.
Someone's got to tell mayors things.
Oh.
Well,
I don't know. What'd Mark say?
He said he didn't know either.
You're on the phone now. Mayor Loretti, Mayor Zeke, Mayor Loretti.
How you doing, Mayor?
I wish I knew.
Nobody knows.
These boards of eds, they're a mystery. Up to their own selves.
No.
I mean, how many years did we? Over 100 years, I think.
Since 1905. So, way over 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
17.
I'm thinking maybe different school sizes. That's the only thing I can come up with.
It's not about size.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Third person now.
let me get Oxford on the phone.
Okay. Wow.
Is the Derby playing football games this year?
Yeah.
They're playing Oxford tomorrow? Derby's playing Oxford? How do you break a tradition?
Shelton's home?
How does this happen?
Seriously. And how come no one knows?
What happened?
In the dark of night.
Seriously.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. The Naugatuck League.
Hi, this is Oxford First Selectman George Temple.
That's about all we're going to get out of him.
So please give me your name.
We're going to yell that now.
And I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
This is confusing.
At the tone, please record your message.
Yeah, yeah, I know what to do.
Finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more.
20 years after cell phone, we know what to do. Hello, First Selectman. It's Chaz and AJ. We're on the air. I'm just finding out now that you guys are playing Derby tomorrow. What happened to the Shelton Derby game?
What did you do?
Can you tell us, please? I'm going to send you the hotline. Thank you.
Why is Chaz calling right now?
Does anyone have the answer on the phone? Yes.
All right. Oh, we do.
Line 2.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. That's... No, I
hello?
Don't have the answer.
Keith and Aunt Sonia?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, what happened?
So basically, if you look back over the history, the last, say, 10, 15 years, it wasn't a very competitive game. Derby's numbers are down, and it was always pretty much a blowout in Shelton's favor. And for the safety of the kids, they thought it was best to play someone that's more comparable in size and more competitive.
For the safety of the kids?
Oh, my God.
Wow, so that was okay.
Wow.
Well, not
okay.
Just, not just work harder, kids.
and after, So that's it. Yeah. Class S, I think class double L, so that's probably.
All right.
And if you happen to remember, last year's Derby's football season was canceled early because they had low numbers and they finished with probably less than 16 kids. Which canceled their season last year.
Pride moment for the Derby mayor.
You woke me up for this crap.
All right, Keith. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Keith got the inside scoop.
Seriously.
Where was I when this Derby football program went to hell? Like, this was one of the greatest... Derby had one of the greatest football programs in the state.
Every
Derby,
year
Shelton, and Sonia.
Every year we talk about this.
Dominating teams.
I mean, yeah.
What happened?
I remember growing up and going to games, and there'd be thousands of people on both sidelines watching the games and stuff back in the 70s and the 80s. Yeah.
They're all staying home this year.
Here are the scores of the last, I don't know, whatever years of the Derby-Shelton football game. 2013, Shelton 56, Derby 20.
Ooh.
In 14, Shelton 56, Derby 7. In 2015, Shelton 49, Derby 0.
Wow, I'm seeing a pattern here.
2016, Shelton 44, Derby 8. 17, Shelton 49, Derby 8. 2018, Shelton 62, Derby 6. 2019, Shelton 35, Derby 0. Didn't play 2020. And 2021, Shelton won. I think that was a game that wasn't played. Yeah.
Oh.
So. Oh, wow.
Wow. Almost went to the minus there.
Wow.
Oh.
It used to be competitive.
I remember that.
Yeah. Big time. The whole Housatonic League was unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah. All of Shelton has nothing to do tomorrow.
What do they do with themselves?
That was the tradition before going to the game. You'd go and see all your high school buddies.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
How about one half the team plays the other half team?
now we're going to a road race.
A road race.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of the same, but not.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. That is a good time.
Is it a full contact road race?
Right, exactly right. We can still save this. Give one guy a football.
That's where it starts. So.
It's the longest chase ever.
Wow, that's I'm shocked.
Wow.
Really shocked. Yeah. Holy cow.
Huh.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
It's a real bummer.
I'm watching a piece of your childhood go bye-bye.
It really is.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, the whole week was good. We go over to Shelton. We're Shelton. We come over to our side. We have breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, remove, the old days and everything. It was fun. It was really fun.
Where's the Oxford Derby game tomorrow?
At Derby. At Payton Field.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me get him dry.
Yes, we're all meeting there beforehand. And then... yeah, get the game started, and we'll get a new tradition started here.
Invite the Shelton mayor to come
new
over.
New tradition.
Invite the Shelton mayor to come over.
Yeah, Mayor Moretti, you should go.
Yeah.
And with a protest sign.
Dressed like a turkey.
I think I'll just have my Thanksgiving dinner a little bit early tomorrow.
Right, that's all.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing, is right. That you don't have to
you stay warm the whole day. Yeah.
In an official capacity
nice.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mayor Zeke of Derby, how are you spending your Thanksgiving after the game?
after the game, I had to stop at a friend's house, and then we're going up to Foxwoods.
Ah, nice. Fun. That sounds good.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
We'll gobble the gamble.
Spend the night. So.
City needs a new plow truck.
Yep,
come
exactly.
on, Daddy.
Come on. Give me the bones. Give me the bones. Hope he's going to gamble.
How about you, Mayor Loretti? What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to go to the road race in the morning, and then I'm going to come home and lick my wounds. I'll probably have a nice glass of red wine.
There you go.
Cigar in the hot tub.
Nice.
That sounds,
some
perfect.
Some firewood. And then some Thanksgiving dinner.
Nice. Very nice.
Very
sounds
quiet.
Like a perfect day.
Yes.
All right. Both mayors, thank you for doing a great job. And, boy, I was going to wish you both luck in the football game. But good luck to you, Mayor Derby.
Right.
Thank you.
Mayor Zeke.
Have fun in the hot tub.
Actually, I live in Oxford. I'm wishing you bad luck.
Oh. Oh. The rivalry.
All right.
That's all right. Hey, enjoy your holidays, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Zeke. Thank you, Mayor Loretti.
Happy Thanksgiving,
you
everybody.
You as well. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hmm.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's a shock, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oops.
Looked like multiple forfeits over the last couple seasons for Derby. They just couldn't get enough kids to field the team.
That's a bummer.
I mean, yeah, look at the scores that kept dropping. It was almost in the minuses.
Yeah.
I mean, -9.
When you've only got 22 kids, you probably have some of them playing both ways. Like, you get exhausted real quick.
You bring in ringers then, you know? You hire kids. Oh, yeah, he lives here.
Just for this one game?
On Main Street. Yeah, Main Street. Yeah.
That sounds good. I like Main Street.
I know he looks big for his age, and he's shaving.
And he has children and a family.
Right. I know he showed up in a brand new BMW SUV. It's okay. It's okay.
Really?
And it fell on his plate. This is initials.
Wow.
Yeah, what yeah. You just saw him play Monday night. It's no big deal.
Right. I mean, maybe a couple steroids, yeah. Everybody grabs the opposing player and flings it into the stands.
Oh, man.
It's okay.
You know, I haven't been going to the game, but just knowing that it was a tradition.
Yeah.
My town was playing.
God.
That's right. I'm choking.
I'm choking too.
I'm all choked up over here.
Wow.
What the hell happened?
I did not see that coming at all. I mean, for years we talked to them about the rivalry.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, wait, what? I thought we were being pranked.
We missed a couple of years because of COVID or whatever.
Stupid pandemic.
And what the hell happened?
Look what you did. Dope.
Wow.
That's called a pandemic of dope.
Yeah.
That was brief.
So now they're playing Oxford. What does that say about Oxford?
They're going to win.
We can't beat Shelton.
They're going to win.
Let's go to Oxford.
Right. I hope it's a very competitive game.
I would think so. Oh, man. I'm all bummed out now for
Seriously.
A game I didn't even go to.
Right.
Andre and Derby.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo.
So the biggest joke about now, listen, I'm no sports fan. That's not a surprise to anyone. But I live in Derby, and the biggest joke about the whole thing is they put this multi-million dollar football field, field house, sports complex down there.
It is beautiful.
And there's no team.
Right.
There's no team. And when they play, they lose. I mean, couldn't that money? I mean, I know a lot of it was privately funded.
Yeah.
I accept that.
You get that, yeah.
Not all of it. Not all of it.
Right.
And look at the results of it. I mean, I'd rather, they pave the roads instead.
That would have been useful. Yeah, I've been going to Roseland Pizza, and you go right by the football stadium, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And I just think, oh, wow, so I wonder if Shelton's going to be here this year or next, because they flip-flop years, you know?
Yeah.
Apparently, Shelton will not be playing there ever.
Can't they just buy a team?
Well, supposedly, from what I heard, they were trying so desperately to fill out a team the other year. They were, like, grabbing players from other towns.
Where are all the kids going? Are they playing soccer now?
Right. When you see the bagger from Stop and Shop, it's now the quarterback.
I knew this was going to be a...
I don't know. I mean, they're probably sitting home on their phones. Who knows? You know?
No, I knew this was a problem, like, 20 years ago when I would drive by a baseball field and see soccer being played.
Yeah.
I'm like, this used to be a baseball field.
Yep.
One of my brothers in high school, it was huge. My brother was on, like, the marching band. It was huge. They went to Disneyland. It was, like, a
big marching band. Yes.
Right.
That was another thing the Valley had.
Marching band.
Yeah,
the Shelton parade, High School band played the Rose Bowl parade because they won a national competition.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So what does that tell you?
Not the Rose Bowl parade, the Rose Bowl. Yeah. They played at the halftime at the Rose Bowl.
Right. Still. Yeah. Well, very prestigious.
Well, the good news, if you drive down downtown Derby, you got a nice view of Shelton because they tore the buildings down.
Oh, there you go.
Nice view.
And to pay for the buildings.
Derby's great.
Take a look at progress from across the river.
Yeah, that's
a nice. See, what a view. What a view.
All right.
All right. Wow. See you.
Yeah.
Oh, this took an odd turn, didn't it?
I didn't see that one coming.
No, I saw look on your face. I'm like, uh-oh.
Well, I booked the mayor's. I said, you want to talk about the Shelton Derby game? No one said, there's no Shelton Derby game.
That would have been helpful.
That would have been helpful. All right, so we're talking movies, and or you can call in with what you're thankful for. I'm thankful for Dave at Riverview Bistro.
Yes.
Wow. Just brought by some egg sandwiches.
Nice.
Oh.
Individually wrapped and everything.
He doesn't even make breakfast sandwiches.
No, he does
at
for
his
us.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, if the smell in this room could be a Yankee candle, I would buy that candle.
Right.
Like, that's the breakfast morning wake-up you
want. The smell is called mmm.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's called
mmm. And thank you to Officer Joe.
Yes, thank you. Gave us a sausage.
Don't say it like that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Fresh sausage. He made sausage, like chicken, a whole bunch of stuff, all frozen, all sitting here waiting for us, so we can take home. Very nice. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Joe. Ann in Brantford.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
The
morning.
Movie.
The movie.
The movie. The movie's on Netflix. It's called Inherited.
Oh. Inherited.
What did she say?
What they inherit?
Inheritance.
Inherited.
Right. So it's a mystery, and the father leaves a really wealthy girl, somebody that he kidnapped years ago, and she doesn't know what to do with the person. And it's a really good flick. You should watch it.
Is it a comedy or a thriller, or what is it?
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery. Okay. Thriller. It's been a mystery to me. Yes.
And that crawfish movie was good, too.
Crawfish.
Singing on the crawfish.
I love crawfish.
You know the movie I'm talking about?
No.
No.
It's new.
The Crawdads?
Yeah, that's what Joe Myers, the Crawdads sing.
Crawdads.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can't just call it different stuff.
Right, yeah. I was
no, that movie's very good. I don't know about the crawfish. Yeah, that sounds terrible.
I was thinking Cajun cooking.
Well, that movie was really good, too.
Yeah, it really is good.
Okay.
It's your typical woman is raised feral in the woods. And
okay.
Thank you, man.
You know, your typical type.
Okay, cool, yeah. The Girl Next Door, yes.
Boy, that sounds like a great movie.
Yeah.
I have a big list now. I need more time off.
Seriously.
Too many movies to watch. Roxanne, Springfield, Massachusetts. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Put on the red light. What?
I'm sorry. It's Roxanna.
Roxanna. Right.
Yeah, Roxanna.
I see that now.
Very thankful this Thanksgiving for being alive, being able to breathe. And smell the beautiful air.
Was there a problem like prior to this? Like this wasn't going to happen.
Huh?
Was there a problem? Like there's a reason why now you're thankful because like you were like not going to live or something?
Oh no! I hear a lot of people talking about suicide, and I'm like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like just be grateful. We have a beautiful day. Sun is in the sky, the birds.
So what movies do you like?
What time did you start partying?
I was going to say, wake and bake or what?
So, have you guys seen the movie Nope?
Yeah, I just watched that.
Nope.
Nope is awesome.
Right. But Nope, yeah. I haven't seen Nope.
Nope. Well, you should watch it.
And you shouldn't explain it to anyone. You should just say watch it. There's
just
no
watch
reason
it.
To even right, try to
yeah,
explain it or you'll
watch.
Spoil it.
Don't
right.
be scared. Don't be disgusting.
It's yeah. fantastic.
Okay. Gotcha.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Hey, I'm glad you made a good point about being thankful.
Yes. Enjoy life.
If you're alive, you have a gift.
Exactly.
Just enjoy. Stop talking to those other people.
Right. We all should be thankful for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
you're right.
Don't be behind the wheel.
Thank you, Roxanne.
Have a great day, guys.
Don't shut the car.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Beep, beep.
You're an idiot.
What's going on in your mind right now?
You're an idiot.
She's wasted. I'm like, you probably shouldn't drive right now.
She sounds happy.
She does. That's why I think it's enhanced.
There's certain things you can do to be happy.
Right.
And she's doing them.
Dave in Manchester.
Yes. Hi. Good morning. I got two movies that are staples in my household. One is a classic. Not many people know about it, but it's Barefoot in the Park with Robert Redford and Jane Fonda.
No, not with the geese around.
It's like, yeah,
that wouldn't be a problem.
Dog poop.
Just goose poop. It's everywhere. And it's green, so it blends up with the grass. You have
use
no idea.
Syringes.
Right. Ah, really? Seriously.
That's the whole movie, just avoiding stepping in things without shoes on.
Make it a thriller. Right. Barefoot in the Park, the thriller.
It's
the actual thing. Yeah. Right. What did I just step in?
What's it about,
sir? It's a pretty cute old time, you know, in the 60s. Kind of. It's a period piece, really.
Right.
But and a new classic in our household is Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn.
I haven't seen
Oh, yeah.
Four Christmases.
Did I see that?
I know I've seen trailers and things, but I've never seen it.
Mm. Yeah. He's typically pretty good.
Yeah, so there's two movies you haven't seen that you might like.
Yeah. I think I will write that one down.
Yeah.
Four Christmases.
Right.
Yeah. No. Why do I think I saw that, though?
Sounds familiar.
Red in Farmington.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey.
Morning, Red.
Boondock Saints.
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
Classic.
That's a great movie.
Great movie.
One of the best action comedies. Very tremendous cast with it. Between
it's a movie that, as you're watching it the whole time, you're just saying, this is a very unique movie.
It is. I mean, right from the beginning.
Can't stop watching it.
When the guy like jumps off the roof and nails the guy with the toilet.
Right.
I'm like, wait, what is he doing?
Yeah.
You know, that's amazing.
That,
yeah.
And then I love the investigation after that. Where right. There's the one officer who's like, I think we got this huge guy walking around crushing people.
That guy's name is Bob Marley. He's a
that's
white
right.
guy from
right.
Maine. He's a stand-up comedian.
He's one of the stand-ups ever live.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
And a wonderful guy, too. Just a great dude.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
He's like
nice guys.
The king of Maine now, right?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Like, yeah. He lives in Maine, and he just...
When I was the house comic at Foxwoods, he would come down from Maine and just do the weekend there, and people from Maine who watch him all the time would get in buses and get hotel rooms and come watch him just in a different venue do the same act. He's so good. He would bring his own place and sell it out with just Maine people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, people just love him. It's he's a guy who could be national, but he just loves being localized to New England in his style. Right. He's so great. He's got hours and hours of material.
Nice.
Joe the Barber.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
One of my classics that remind me of Thanksgiving is the classic black and white King Kong and the black and white Mighty Joe Young.
Right.
I mean, every time that was on, that always was the best to watch on Thanksgiving. I mean, it reminds me of just being with my family and everything like that. Just
right.
It's really killer.
Get off the phone.
Jazz, can I ask you something?
No.
Whenever I watch Mighty Joe Young, I think of my mother.
No.
Jazz?
Can't ask me.
Come on. It's a good one. Okay, right. If you're not doing nothing tomorrow, if you want to come down for a bacon, egg, and cheese tailgate in honor of my father, if you're more than welcome to come down Thursday morning, the whole morning show, you guys are welcome
thank
to come
you, brother.
Over to the house. And,
thank you, sir.
Your dad's
you
a good
it.
Man.
Right. Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and have a good Thanksgiving, guys.
You too.
Thank you, sir.
Dennis and Meriden.
Get off the phone.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How you doing?
King Kong?
King Kong, no.
Get off the phone.
You're right.
We're talking about good movies.
You're right.
Dennis and Meriden.
Hey, so,
go ahead.
Yeah, how you guys doing? So, hey, a good holiday one that I like, and before you guys rip me apart, listen a little bit.
Okay.
But Love Actually, is it a little, you know, older Christmas one?
No.
But, I mean, it's got a huge cast. There's like a dozen good people in there. It gives like... Goodfellas a run for the money with a number of F-bombs. There's nudity, there's sex, there's old washed-up rock stars.
Oh, it's a fun movie.
Yeah. You described the 80s.
Sorry.
And
is Hugh Grant in it?
Like, oh, yeah. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, no.
Well, you know what? Yeah, and I'm not a fan of his either, but I actually like him in this movie. This is the only movie that I'll watch that he's in. It's got Alan Rickman. It's got Liam Neeson. Rowan Atkinson, you know, Mr. Bean. Who only brings like a little bit of his Mr. Bean, but it saves the day at the end.
Does Alan Rickman fall out of a window?
When Mr. Bean
saves
the day, maybe we need to evaluate.
Bang.
But it is really cool. You trust me on it. Chaz, you and Jennifer would like it. Phil, Amanda, you two would like it.
Jennifer's trying to get me to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
watch
the title,
it with her.
The when title
we,
does it.
Nah, when we trade off, like she pitches these Hugh Grant movies,
yeah.
I'm like, come on.
This one you're going to like, Chaz. Trust me on it.
There was one that he did with Julia Roberts where he's an author or she's an author or something.
Right.
I think she's a famous author.
Okay.
Some crap. And I thought that was okay.
Yeah.
Like, I got through it.
If you don't like Hugh Grant, watch The Gentleman because he's so not Hugh Grant.
Right. Oh, really?
It's totally different. It's a newer one. I think it's on Netflix. Matthew McConaughey's in it. It's like this English mob thing.
Yeah.
And he's playing such a different character. You like appreciate, oh, wow, you could really act like that the whole time and not just be this handsome guy.
Yeah.
It's so different.
You definitely don't want to make a blue eyes.
Try this one out. I think you're going to like it. Actually.
Love Actually.
Yes.
Love
yes.
Actually.
Stop. By the way, okay. Actually is a word that's not necessary. You never have to use the word actually. It never helps anything. It doesn't do anything. No, it does not. It's a waste of a word.
It is. It's a crutch.
I have friends like that.
Stop crutching.
Mm. Well, actually.
Actually.
Yeah. Actually.
All right, thank you.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, look who's on the phone. Scott Haney.
Ooh. Oh, hello. Hello, my thankful friend.
What's up, dude?
Good morning.
What's going on?
I don't know.
We're talking about movies.
I just saw one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I don't know if it's for you, but it's for me.
Okay.
It's called My Policeman.
My Policeman.
And it stars Harry Styles.
Oh.
Sounds like a Fisher-Price toy.
When I heard My Policeman, I thought, is this a movie for all ages?
Right.
Yes, it's very serious. It's not a happy movie.
Oh.
It's about a police officer in the 1950s in England who's gay.
A Bobby.
And what he has to do to live his life.
Oh, wow.
And what his partner has to do. It's so deep and it's so moving, but I was like, it kept me up for two nights. That's how I know the movie.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So it's on Amazon Prime. If you get the opportunity over the weekend, check it out. It really is an eye-opener for what went on back in the 50s and 60s in terms of how they treated people like me.
Yeah, it's a drag when you look back at that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible, but it was an incredible movie. Incredible movie.
He's a way better actor than I thought he was ever going to be.
Yeah.
He is fantastic.
Yeah. A kid who was in a boy band.
Yeah. In that war movie, he's real good.
Yeah.
I mean, he was at the very end of The Eternals, and I'm looking forward to seeing the sequel when he's going to be in that, but he's really good on screen.
Yeah, he was I was shocked. I was like, oh, this is going to be like, he just got the role because he's just so popular these days. No, he really can act.
Yeah, there's a movie on HBO Max that just came on there, too, that he's in, and I've been contemplating watching it because he's in it. But I do like him when I see him.
HBO Max owes me $30.
And your life back.
Twice I subscribed for shows that they were saying, this is the greatest thing.
And you fell for it each time,
didn't
you?
Screwed me again.
Yeah, it's like a mousetrap for people.
Scott, what are the plans for Thanksgiving?
I will be heading to Mother Haney's. She's no longer able to travel, unfortunately. So I will be going to her house, and we will be going to my brother's in-laws.
Your brother's in-laws.
Oh,
okay.
That's interesting.
Yes, my brother's wife's family.
Ah.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, Long Island,
yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I'll be in the island of Long.
Nice.
How many people?
Probably about 20.
Oh, that's a good crowd.
That's a long table.
Yeah, it's a long table.
And card
tables. Last year I banged my head on the chandelier. This year I'm not doing it.
Right.
Why? Duck. They moved the table?
Duck this time.
Yeah, they moved the table so so that more people could fit around it. And I didn't take into account the chandelier. And I got up on the table, I banged my head, and it was bleeding.
Wow. Oh. Yeah, I'll put a damper on everything.
Blood on the turkey. That sounds like a good movie.
Yes, it was blood on the turkey.
It was bloodshed.
Stallone.
At the Thanksgiving table.
Nice.
Oh, my God. It was so not funny, but funny at the same time.
They're going to hand you a helmet.
So do you stay overnight?
What do you? No, I will stay at my mother's Thursday night and Friday night. I'll go visit my dad Friday, and then Saturday I get together with my Friendsgiving, all my friends from high school.
Excellent.
We gather in New Jersey and Basking Ridge to go to my friend Sharon's house, and we will have our Thanksgiving dinner. I'll stay over there Saturday night.
Smooth.
And then come back to Connecticut on Sunday.
Look at you.
That sounds great.
Yeah. What are you guys doing?
Family. Tomorrow, it's the Capazellas, Jennifer's side. It's a house full of just funny, awesome people with great food.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll be staring at my
great
hand.
Crowd. I love it. And I'm gonna hold my cousin Vinny's baby, whether he likes it or not.
Gotcha.
He just had a boy.
My God. Oh.
Beautiful little baby.
Give him back, though.
You actually have a cousin named Vinny.
I have a cousin named Vinny.
I thought that was like a joke you're about to do. Like, that's a new movie.
My cousin Vinny's baby. That would be a great
sequel. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So
that's fantastic. And AJ, what are you doing?
Absolutely nothing.
And that's the way he likes it.
Yep. I'll be staring my left hand. Right. Yes.
Okay. Well, you're more than welcome to come to Long Island and spend it with my in-laws.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what's funny is I never got married, and I have to spend the holiday with my in-laws.
With in-laws, right. Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't
it? Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So bizarre.
You thought you escaped a bullet, but no.
Nope. It gets you every time.
No.
But no.
You got to go.
Draws you back in.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Yes.
Love you both.
Love you, too.
And want to wish you and all of the crowd out there a very happy Thanksgiving. Please be safe on the highways.
That's right.
Arrive alive, and we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Thank you.
Smooth.
All right. Take care.
Tell Have Mom we said hi.
Yes, please.
I will. Thank you. Right. All right. Goodbye.
Sky Haney, Channel 3. Ken in Oxford.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. What do you got?
It's probably tired up by now.
Hey, I got a movie. It's not really a holiday movie, but it's a good one. I dusted off. It's from the 80s. It's about a true story, and it's called At Close Range. It's got Sean Penn, Christopher Walken, a couple other good actors in it.
Those two names.
In it.
They're great in it, too.
At Close Range.
One of them could carry a movie.
What's it about, At Close Range?
At Close Range. It's actually a true story about this backwoods Pennsylvania family. They're like a crime family, stealing cars, all kinds of cool stuff. Good movie. AJ, you would love this one.
Cool. At Close Range.
At Close Range.
Yeah, it could be anything. Person like in front of you sneezed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or farted.
Either or. Yes, I didn't want to go there.
Or shot.
Right, one of the two. Yeah. Any of that stuff.
Or range.
Right, or they were talking, they spit.
Free range.
They spit when they talk.
Mm. Or you just fix ovens.
Close range, yeah.
Right.
Exactly, right.
Close range.
But they love these ovens. They're very close. That's why they're close range. Okay,
we just have one.
And the brainstorm session is good.
Like, I'm going to hang up on myself here.
I'm writing this down.
At Close Range. Thank you, sir.
Talking about movies we should watch over the break and what we're thankful for, and football. Mayor Hess Naugatuck on the show now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Never better.
Awesome.
Getting ready for the big game.
Yeah. Aunt Sonia Naugatuck tomorrow.
Yep. 122 years.
Nice. It's a long game. Bring a good lunch. I can't believe it's still going on, for Christ's sake.
So you already talked to my friend Dave Cassetti. What did he say?
He said he's keeping his mouth shut this year.
Yeah.
No video.
No videos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Low key.
Yeah, he just said looking forward to a good game. He didn't make any prediction or anything.
Yeah, no.
Okay. All right. I'll say this, that we have nothing but respect for Aunt Sonia. And because of that, we try harder. We're going to come and give it everything we have. Money back guarantee.
Nice. Look at you.
Awesome.
What's going on down there?
So we're talking about movies. Yeah, we're talking about movies that we should watch over the break.
Yeah.
Any suggestions?
I'm into the streaming series now.
Which one?
Do they count?
Yeah, well, of course.
You know, my TV is very smart. It always tells me what I'm going to like. So
nice.
I pretty much go with those suggestions. But I just finished. Did you guys see Kin, K-I-N, Paramount Plus? It's in Dublin. It's Irish gangster, you know, the gang against the cartel. A lot of tough guy language.
Nice.
I give it fantastic. So I watched it. Now I'm rewatching it. It was so good.
There's another one with an Irish
Peaky
gang.
Blinders.
Yeah, Peaky Blinders.
Oh.
Yeah, Peaky Blinders. I've seen a lot of that. I like that. And also the TV Get Shorty, you know, not the movie Get Shorty.
Yeah, the show.
The TV version of it. I saw that. I like that a lot.
Nice.
Surprised me.
Can they say shorty anymore in this PC world?
I don't know. You're quoting a great author.
Get high challenged? I don't know. I'm just saying the way they change everything nowadays, you can't say anymore.
I'm just trying to explain my joke that failed.
Hang on, hello.
Your Honor, I tried.
This better not happen tonight.
That's right. AJ's in. You're in Naugatuck tonight.
Waterbury, yeah, Waterbury.
Waterbury.
The Waterbury, yeah, the Waterbury Portuguese Club, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah. It's me, Dave Riley, and Chichi, and Angel Salazar.
Angel Salazar from Scarface.
Scarface.
We had him in here. He was out of his mind, blasting on drugs.
He was S-faced.
Yeah. Should be a good show.
He's a drug addict.
Yeah. Well, used to be.
Used to be.
On TV.
And he played one on a movie.
Right.
Yeah, he plays one on TV.
He was studying the role.
Mayor, what are your plans for tomorrow after the game?
Staying home. My wife is a world-class cook. Some family.
Oh, eating pants.
Nice. Just hang out. Just hang out tomorrow.
Right, a couple of bourbon cigars.
After the game.
Yeah, after the game.
Yeah. So hopefully I'll be in a very good mood.
Do you ever sound like you're in a good mood?
Oh, yeah. He's elated right now. You gotta hear.
I'm ecstatic.
The game impacts our lives here more than just a meal, you know.
It's funny because
I hear you.
America said he said the same thing. He said, I'm going to eat my meal and hopefully I'll be in a good mood.
Right. So you got simpatico.
No, it's going to be tough. Both teams are a lot better than they were last year. So they're better and we're better. We edged them last year and they're tough as nails. We're tougher and we're going to, you know, it's going to be a real war, a great game for people to come and see.
I love it.
A lot of nails.
Yeah. And in Naugatuck this year.
Yes.
So should I take the over or the under?
Oh, I would say the under.
Take the under.
I was kidding, but thank you for helping me gamble on high school sports.
Under what?
I like that. It's going to be a defensive battle, definitely.
Under what?
Well, Mayor Hess, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And we will see you at the toy drive.
Yep, see you then.
Thank you.
Sounds good, man.
Thanksgiving.
Bye. Right, you too, thank you. Oh. The dog's barking.
Dog's like, get off the phone.
No, Dave's here.
I need to take a walk.
Great.
John, Long Island.
Hey, good morning, crew. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, thank you.
Wish all of you a lot of turkey and a lot of napping after.
Thank you, sir.
So I got a movie suggestion, a classic. I don't know if I might be late to the party. We might have already mentioned, but it actually takes place during Thanksgiving. And how about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yeah, Joel brought
it. Yeah, that's been mentioned, yeah.
Yep.
Late to the party, as always.
No.
That makes it a better suggestion.
I'm glad
one person said it.
Right, now you got now doubles on that one.
I've seen that a couple times.
Movie.
Yeah, no, it is. I can't watch it, you know, unless I have to. Like Ghostbusters, I didn't have cable.
Yeah.
I just watched the movie.
It was all you had to watch, yeah.
But once I watch a movie...
Yeah.
I want to watch something different.
Yeah.
Something
some movies
I'll
watch over and over again. That's not one of them.
Yeah. Goodfellas, I can do that.
Yeah. Goodfellas, My Cousin Vinny, American Graffiti, Hollywood Nights, stuff like that. I'll watch over and over again.
Right.
But, my, you know, my, I kind of got it.
Yeah.
But it's a great move for people.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, especially the scene when they're John Candy turns into the devil. That's like the classic one.
Oh, when they're going the wrong way, yeah. And at the end, Stan Martin pulls his fingers out of the dashboard.
Yes. I sometimes mimic that scene when you're driving down the road and some idiot cuts you off and they're weaving. It's like I always think of John Candy like, woo!
Right.
You're going the wrong way! You're going to kill someone! Oh, they're probably drinking. Yeah, go ahead, thank you!
Pretend like he's drinking.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen.
Hey,
blessings to your family. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Yes, well, thank you.
You know, that could be a bit. Someone calls in a movie, then you perform a scene from it.
That's a bit that's been
movie,
going on the entire time.
If I know the movie,
I know. We don't need to do an official bit.
No.
Or you could do that Get Shorty joke again.
Right.
You ever see Home Alone?
I'm saying it for tonight.
Yeah, did you hear what Phil said?
What's that?
Home Alone?
Home Alone.
What about it?
Scene, please.
I've never seen it.
I've seen the movie, yeah. I mean, the most famous scene is where he, you know, where he... Okay.